clap your hands for Miss Bernice Jenkins.
Hey, get man in. I got three obituaries. I need to read this man. Three people done died, Jenkins. Condolences go out to the family of 97-year-old Deacon Roosevelt Sanders, who passed on just last night. And I didn't know he was in bad health all last year with hypertension, a bad heart, chapped lips, dehydrated kidneys, and he was watching the Miami Heat game with the other members of the Deacon Board and got up to run to the bathroom during a commercial and tripped over his grandson's rollerblades and fell down the step into the basement and went on to heaven. Now, the motto to that death is, kids, please put your toys up and put your rollerblades in the garage where they belong. They don't belong in the middle of the floor.
Amen. Amen.
Prayer warriors need to pray hard for 98-year-old mother Florence Hurley. She's not been doing good since having a heart transplant, metal plates put in her hip, bladder removal, and back surgery. But what killed her was she was eating a chicken gravy biscuit yesterday morning from Sonic, and it had too much gravy on it when her husband Clarence pulled off real fast, and a whole piece of white meat chicken slipped down her throat and choked her to death. Too much gravy. That's what happens when they put too much gravy on them biscuits. Condolences to the Parks family who lost their grandfather, brother Clarence Jerome Parks, who passed on yesterday at the age of 96. He had been in a long battle with rib cancer, low blood pressure, hypertension, a torn ACL, dislocated shoulder blades, and poison ivy. But none of that didn't kill him. He died when he was driving his truck and pulled up to the red light and looked over and seen the dancing Jesus in under the Hallelujah Tax Service Office and thought the Lord had came back and had a heart attack. It's the Ricky Smiley.